Your good health, with thanks to HealthWorks Medical Centres in Bendigo, Alan Beaumont Hall.
Smoking is an important risk factor for developing the most common form of rheumatoid arthritis and other inflammatory diseases. But a critical question remains, can those who quit smoking delay or prevent rheumatoid arthritis, or have they permanently and irrevocably altered their risk of the disease? This is the first study to show that behaviour changes can reduce the risk for seropositive rheumatoid arthritis. Risk isn't just about genes and bad luck. There's a modifiable environmental component to the onset of this disease and a chance for some people to reduce their risk or even prevent rheumatoid arthritis. The research team was especially interested in the seropositive participants of the study as opposed to seronegative cases. Patients with seropositive rheumatoid arthritis have autoantibodies related to rheumatoid arthritis and generally have more severe disease manifestations, including joint deformities and disability. For seropositive rheumatoid arthritis, risk began to go down about 5 years after women quit smoking and continued to decrease the longer they stayed non-smokers. Participants who quit for good reduced their risk of seropositive rheumatoid arthritis by 37% after 30 years. The team did not find any association between seronegative rheumatoid arthritis and smoking, adding further evidence to the theory that seronegative and seropositive rheumatoid arthritis may be two distinct diseases with distinct risk factors. One of the lessons here is that it takes sustained smoking cessation to reap the full benefit, whereas for other diseases such as cardiovascular disease, quitting smoking can provide a more immediate effect. Here we're seeing benefits delayed later for those who quit smoking permanently. Further investigation is continuing.
For HealthWorks Medical Centres Bendigo, Gold, Central Victoria's Your Good Health, 9:30 every Wednesday morning and online anytime at goldcentralvictoria.com.au.